707 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Thursday, and Getaway Thursday for a lot of folks. We'll talk more about fireworks displays that are still going to happen, and maybe the weather that may affect. We may have more people canceling because of weather. Dr. Bill says pretty good chance for Saturday night to by 9 o'clock or so to get those fireworks shows on, but we'll talk more about that in just a few. Mobile now joining a list of other cities and towns in Alabama that have put in a mask ordinance. 6-1 vote yesterday to move forward with Mobile's mask ordinance. We'll talk more details and more about yesterday's city council meeting. 2 days in a row, they met again yesterday to get that vote done. First, though, we're nationally setting milestones here when it comes to new cases of COVID-19.
Yeah, and we've been setting milestones this last 7 days. Yesterday, a new high of 51,000 new cases added for the United States of America, and that number has been climbing every day for the last 7 days. So we now have over 2.7 million total positive cases of coronavirus and over 130,000 deaths. That's after 676 deaths reported nationally yesterday. There have not been over 1,000 deaths in a single day in America since June 9th. And if you remember back in April and parts of May, we were seeing sometimes over 2,000 deaths a day. So great news that there haven't been over 1,000 deaths in a single day in America in over 21 days. Yesterday, over 620,000 test results were reported. 8.2% of those tests were positive. That number has been climbing quite a bit. We were averaging right around 5 or 6% for a while in America. But testing continues to ramp up. Yesterday, 621,000 tests reported. There have been nearly 33 million total tests nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, there are now over 38,000 confirmed cases in the state, and 947 have died due to COVID-19. Also reached a new high yesterday, a number of current confirmed hospitalizations, 797. Number of people currently in the hospital with COVID-19. There were 906 new cases added yesterday. The 7-day average is at 974 cases per day. The 2-week average is at a new high of 823 cases per day. And yesterday, 21 deaths reported for Alabama for the second day in a row. The 7-day average is 10 deaths per day, 14-day average, 12 per day. Now, we started to see a spike in new cases in Alabama around June 10th. So if the numbers of deaths are going to rise correspondingly, I think we would expect to start seeing that reflected in the numbers this week or next. But Alabama continues to increase in testing, just like the rest of America. 7,290 tests reported yesterday. That number, we're averaging a new high of 7,873 test results per day over the last week and about 7,300 over the last 2 weeks. Now, some disconcerting news. Over the last week, 12.3% of those test results have been positive. It's quite a bit higher than the national average, and the 2-week average of positive tests is 11%. At the local level, Mobile County added 63 new cases yesterday and 0 new deaths. The numbers now stand at 3,697 positive cases for Mobile County and 134 deaths. Baldwin County added 23 new cases yesterday and still have not reported a death due to COVID-19 since May 22nd. They've had 686 positive tests and 9 have died due to COVID-19 in Baldwin County. Washington County has had 100 positive tests and 7 deaths. Clark County, 266 cases and 5 deaths. Monroe County, 197 cases and 2 deaths. Kanawha County, 180 cases and 4 deaths. Escambia County, 263 cases and 6 deaths. Choctaw County has had 192 positives and 12 have died. And in Wilcox County, 280 cases with 8 deaths.
All right, Dalton, with the numbers, I'll tell you, and anecdotally here, this is just anecdotally. What is that? Last 2 days, so one yesterday, one this morning, two guys I know have told me that their teenager tested positive for COVID and has symptoms of it too. So two teenagers here in 2 days, just guys I know.
Yeah, and I hate putting out stats without the source, but well, then, I remember reading yesterday.
Okay, but it seems believable.
Okay. I just can't remember if it's nationwide.
I wouldn't doubt you on that. Yeah,
I can't remember if it's nationwide or for Alabama specifically, but the number of positive cases, not deaths, but positive cases for the age group of 5 to 24, I think it's Alabama, has now passed the number of cases for 65 and up. Now, of course, the fatality rates differ
very
majorly
low. Yeah,
for that.
Very low for that group.
But as far as number of positive cases, we are seeing a rapid rise in the young people.
All right. Speaking of all that, Mobile City Council approving their public face mask ordinance yesterday. City Council, according to our news partners at KRG, Council voted 6-1 yesterday on ordinance requiring residents to wear facial coverings in city limits. The no vote would be John Williams. Mayor Stimson said in his opening statement, he'd rather see Mobile police officers issue face masks and enforce social distancing than write citations. All right, so that's part of it. Also in the discussion yesterday, there's so much to yesterday's council meeting. It went on and on. I mentioned this earlier. I was getting text. I was sitting in here late yesterday afternoon, and the text line's still popping, and people were saying, well, have they voted yet? And I've said, nope, not yet. Still discussing. And there were public commentary from the members of the council, commentary from Public Safety Director Barber, commentary from Mayor Stimson on it. One on the commentary was from Dr. Bernard Eichel from the Mobile County Health Department, and had this to point out. He says that consider the face mask an article of clothing. All right,
and it's you have to have fire extinguishers in a commercial building, and so they look at life and safety issues. So I thank everybody for this debate. I hope that the City Council will have an opportunity to move this forward and help protect the people in our community. And it really is, wearing a mask is a sign of respect to somebody else. And it's like clothing. It is a clothing item, but you have to wear clothes when you're outside in the city of Mobile. And I think that is probably a city ordinance somewhere, although very old. You can't walk down the street without clothes on in the city of Mobile.
So there you go. So therefore, their precedent has been set. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that? That if you can require people to wear clothing, you can require them to wear a face mask as well?
Yeah, interesting take.
All right, so we'll talk about that. That was just a small portion of what went on. I know on the flip side here, at the end of the meeting, this has been quoted on quite a few news stories. The TV stations pointed out that at the conclusion of that council meeting, there is a person, a lady, hollering "Heil Hitler." Here, this is the audio here, where you'll hear the woman yell "Heil Hitler," and then reaction from City Councilman Fred Richardson.
"Heil Hitler."
Good gracious alive. Hi, Hitler. Hi, Hitler. Good God Almighty. Ooh-wee. Hitler.
So, a little bit of that, too. We get into that discussion as we move on this Thursday morning. Coming up in sports,
the NFL reducing its preseason from 4 games to 2, and the PGA Tour updating its coronavirus policy. More coming up in sports.
And also, remember 7:50, Captain Bobby Aprescato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley, and like us on Facebook.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. People in Mobile will be required to wear face coverings in public places after the City Council approved a mask ordinance during Wednesday's special meeting. The council voted 6-1 in favor of the ordinance. Children 10 and younger are exempt from the law. The penalty for not wearing a mask is $50. The ordinance will go into effect on Friday. Also starting Monday, people will have to wear masks inside Baldwin County courthouses. Judge Clark Stankowski issued that mandate on Wednesday, ordering everyone to wear masks inside county courthouses, including the satellite courts and Foley and Fairhope. Court employees, visitors, witnesses, law enforcement officers, cleaning personnel, and vendors will be required to wear the face coverings. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves said he's pausing efforts to reopen the state economy. The announcement comes after nearly 1,100 new COVID-19 cases were reported last week. On Wednesday, state health officials reported 653 new cases. Reeves had planned to completely reopen the state by July 1st. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners, No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
If you love fishing or know someone who loves fishing, FM Talk 106.5 wants to see your pictures. Share your best fishing photo in the comments of our weekly fishing photos post on Facebook, Trophy Picks, or Kids First Minnow. New or old, we want to see them. Then get your family and friends to like your photo. The picture with the most likes wins an FM Talk 106.5 fishing team shirt. And listen for your shout out on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, Saturday morning at 7 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 718 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. ESPN reports that the NFL will be shortening the length of its 2020 preseason to 2 games from the traditional 4. The league has already canceled the annual Hall of Fame game, which was scheduled for August 8th in Canton, Ohio. Now they've canceled the first and fourth preseason games on each team's schedule in order to allow players to get in better condition prior to the start of the regular season on September 10th. Most players will still report to training camp on July 28th, but the first preseason games will not be played until August 20th. Each team will play one home game and one on the road. The NFL and NFL Players Association agreed that players will need more time than normal to get in football shape this summer. No teams were able to practice on the field during the offseason, and many gyms have been closed. The NFL will soon issue a set of guidelines that spells out the schedule for the 23 days of training camp before the first preseason game. In college football news, 14 members of the Oklahoma Sooners have tested positive for coronavirus. The Sooners were tested ahead of Wednesday's reopening of OU facilities for voluntary workouts for football players. Two of the players have reportedly recovered, while 12 of the cases remain active. But the Sooners aren't alone, as college football players and other athletes across the country have started returning to campus for workouts. Many are testing positive for the virus. At Alabama, at least 8 Crimson Tide football players have tested positive. 3 players at Auburn have tested positive. And at least 51 schools have reported at least 1 positive test in their athletic programs. The first college football games for the 2020 season are currently scheduled for August 29th. In hockey news, reports say that the NHL and NHL Players Association are close to agreeing to a deal to restart the 2020 season, along with an extension of the current collective bargaining agreement. The NHL announced that Edmonton and Toronto will be the 2 hub cities where 24 teams will play when they return to the ice for the playoffs. The 12 participating teams from the Western Conference will play in Edmonton, while the 12 Eastern Conference teams head to Toronto. There's currently no date set for the playoffs to begin, although the NHL could set that date as soon as this weekend if they're able to come to an agreement with the players on the return to play initiatives. In golf, the Rocket Mortgage Classic began this morning at the Detroit Golf Club, with the first players teeing off at 5:45. Live TV coverage on the Golf Channel begins at 2 this afternoon. Yesterday, the PGA Tour made a modification to its coronavirus policy. With the possibility of false positive tests, any player or caddy who tests positive for COVID-19 but appears asymptomatic may return to competition following 2 negative test results at least 24 hours apart. As a result, Cameron Champ, who tested positive on June 23rd but had 3 negative tests in the 72 hours after that result, has now been given the green light to play in this week's tournament. At least 5 players have tested positive since the tour began tournament play 3 weeks ago. And in baseball news, with the expectation that no fans will be allowed to attend MLB games when the 2020 season begins later this month, teams are getting creative in order to add some revenue. The Oakland A's and San Francisco Giants both announced a promotion to put cardboard cutouts of fans in their respective stadiums during home games. For a price, fans will be able to take a photo of themselves. The photo then gets printed onto a cardboard cutout, and that cutout gets placed somewhere in the stands. According to the A's website, general fans have to pay $89 each for their cutouts. But if you want to have your cutout in the foul ball zone, you'll have to pay $129. The supposed trade-off for that is that if a ball hits a cutout with your face on it, the team will send you that foul ball. Now, other teams around the world have used this strategy to fill their stadiums. Leeds United, an English soccer club, had to apologize for allowing a cutout of Osama bin Laden to make its way into their fake crowd. The MLB announced earlier this week that the league will play a regular season of 60 games, and it'll start either July 23rd or July 24th. 722 on FM Talk 106.5. That's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Employees with 401k retirement plans can contribute up to $19,500 to their accounts in 2020. And if you're older than 50, you can save an additional $6,500. You do have to pay taxes on that money when you withdraw it in retirement, but it can grow tax-free until then. You can also get tax benefits by contributing up to $6,000 to a traditional or Roth individual retirement account. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
For the Pierce Law Firm Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear from the 1065 split downtown and across the Bayway and the Causeway, still having no delays there, and it's been a good start with the diverging diamond at 181 and I-10. We're accident-free. Alliance Roofing has been the most trusted roofer in the Mobile and Baldwin County area for over 26 years. Licensed, bonded, and insured from residential to commercial, we have you covered. Always free estimates. Call 580-ROOF for Alliance Roofing. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 725 FM Talk 1065 at Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill's on the way. Talk to him here in just about 10 minutes. Also, I'll get that story. The one I'm holding with those, you know, those forceps here, it's either extremely hot or extremely cold. It's dangerous to touch, but I'm going to get near it. A survey out here. They surveyed children between 6 and 16 about which of their parents is the better driver.
This was anonymous.
I'm just going to deliver the story, then I'm going to step back from the story. That'll come up in just a second. All right. One other, we talk about the mask ordinance here, and if y'all didn't see, there were, I think, three different drafts of the mask ordinance before it ended up getting voted on yesterday. So a lot of people are still talking about what we saw earlier in the week. That some of the bigger changes there, I think that one of the biggest changes is you were supposed to have any child over 2 years old masked, and we all kind of went through the discussion. Have y'all ever tried to get a toddler just to put, or a three-year-old just to put shoes on?
They don't keep them on.
They don't, like, whatever you want them to do, that is not what they're doing. That is not what they're doing. So the amendment actually is 10 and older have to be masked.
Makes much more sense.
That one's maybe more probable in getting done. Also, in this ordinance, people have been asking, what about private property? What's defined as public place, private place? Said a public place is any place other than the individual's home or personal vehicle that is generally open or available to the public, including retail stores and transportation services. So I would say your home, your vehicle, or any other structure or place that you don't have open to the public. So because people are asking about private clubs, this and that, I'm guessing those don't have to comply. Then I also saw something that this wouldn't apply to restaurants. Well, that makes sense, right? If you're going to try to eat in the restaurant, you have to take the mask off to eat. So they're not applying there. So the ordinance has a lot of exceptions to it, and then you have the questions how they're going to enforce it or not enforce it. So we'll talk about that more coming up. Plus, speak of enforcement, there was a story is really about Gadsden. It was an AL.com story. They were talking about Gadsden City Council and their vote on their mask ordinance. But in that story from Michael Rogers over on AL.com, he said. Just a quote here. City Attorney Lee Roberts, so the city attorney for Gadsden, so this paragraph here. City Attorney Lee Roberts said the question of enforcement had come up after the city of Birmingham passed its mask ordinance. He said Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall had reiterated that the city only has the powers given to it by the state, and the city did not have the authority to require residents to wear face masks, even though Governor Ivey said she could from a state level.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have municipalities doing it, and you have this sitting out there where the AG, you know, the lead interpreter of the laws of Alabama, saying that the cities don't have the right to do that. All right, so just to be known. All right, here, we'll deliver this one quickly here, and I'll step away. So, survey out there asking children between 6 and 16 whose both parents drive them, who's the better driver, your mom or dad? The kids said... Ladies, I'm sorry. The kids said their dads drive faster, but were less likely to get lost. Kids said the dads were better drivers, 43% to 29%.
Whoa.
But they said the dads were more likely to have road rage. The kids said they enjoy driving with their mom more than their dad, but their dad was the better driver. I guess because mom lets them listen to better music, they said, and there are fewer rules in the car. So there you go. I'm just saying.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. People in Mobile will be required to wear face coverings in public places after the City Council approved a mask ordinance during Wednesday's special meeting. The Council voted 6-1 in favor of the ordinance. Children 10 and younger are exempt from the law. The penalty for not wearing a mask is $50. The ordinance will go into effect on Friday. Also starting Monday, people will have to wear masks inside Baldwin County courthouses. Judge Clark Stankowski issued that mandate on Wednesday, ordering everyone to wear masks inside county courthouses, including the satellite courts and Foley and Fairhope. Court employees, visitors, witnesses, law enforcement officers, cleaning personnel, and vendors will be required to wear the face coverings. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves said he's pausing efforts to reopen the state economy. The announcement comes after nearly 1,100 new COVID-19 cases were reported last week. On Wednesday, state health officials reported 653 new cases. Reeves had planned to completely reopen the state by July 1st. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hey, y'all, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is closed on July 4th to celebrate Independence Day, but free delivery up to 25 miles has been extended for one more week. Buy any Liberty Long Gun safe, and they'll deliver ground floor up to 25 miles absolutely free. And check out all the specials in their showroom. Just look for the giant yellow safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt, or go to MikeWardSafeSuperstore.com and place an order there. It's service after the sale at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Why go anywhere else?
The number of Americans infected with coronavirus continues to mount with another record day of cases, more than 50,000. Correspondent Boris Sanchez.
In the month of June, we saw a rise of more than 800,000 coronavirus cases across the country, more than 100,000 of them coming from right here in the Sunshine State of Florida. Despite warnings from health officials and these surging numbers, President Trump continues to suggest it will all soon simply disappear.
California closed bars, theaters, and indoor restaurant dining all over again across most of that state, and Arizona's outbreak is growing more severe today. The California shutdown announcement just ahead of the 4th of July weekend could fuel the spread of the virus. It applies to about 30 million Californians. For the first time in 108 days, slot machines will beep, dice will tumble, and cards will be dealt at Atlantic City casinos in New Jersey. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Ross Ake with Your Money Now. The government's expected to issue another robust monthly jobs report today. Economists forecast employers added 3 million jobs in June on top of 2.5 million added in May, clawing back a portion of the record-high 21 million that vanished in April at the height of the viral shutdowns. But those figures could already be outdated after the current COVID upsurge in the South and West. Both houses of Congress have now approved a bill to extend the Paycheck Protection Program, forgivable loans to small businesses hurt by the pandemic. The measure, which President Trump is expected to sign into law, extends the deadline to request relief aid to August 8th. China bought so much oil at rock-bottom prices in March and April, there's a traffic jam of tankers floating at sea off the country's northern coast, waiting to offload it. 73 million barrels of oil on 59 different ships. Clipper data says that's three-quarters of the crude demand for the whole planet. The Dow ended the day down 78 points. NASDAQ notched a record after gaining 96, and the S&P added 15. Futures pointing higher. That's your money now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Now, weather. With Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
It's quite a thunderstorm show yesterday, coming from the north heading south.
Yeah, it sure was. And some areas could have easily picked up 2 inches of rain, some very heavy, heavy downpours. It all started way up in the Midwest, and over a couple of days, this cluster worked its way down into Alabama and northeast Mississippi, and then eventually what's left of it got all the way down here to the coast. And we picked up officially 0.96 out at the airport, so almost made it to an inch of rain. And it all occurred after a high of 93 degrees out at the airport. It turns out our coolest temperature yesterday was with a thunderstorm when it dropped down to 69 degrees during the late afternoon hours. Now today we're going to see another round of thunderstorms this afternoon. And we will get up to about 91, perhaps 92 degrees today. Tonight, a few thunderstorms around, especially in the evening, low tonight in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a better chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon and early evening. The reason for that, there is a weather front that's over northern portions of Alabama. It's going to slowly move down into central areas of the state tomorrow and then get down into the counties of southern Alabama. And that will be on over the weekend. And tomorrow, look for some scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. High temperature tomorrow, about 92 degrees. And then Saturday and Sunday, mostly cloudy. Very good chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon and early evening. And the high temperature Saturday, about 92 and around 90 degrees on Sunday. So we'll continue with some very humid weather and with a very good chance for mainly afternoon thunderstorms all the way through the weekend.
All right. Dr. Bill, what are you watching in the tropics?
And so far, we're doing really good. I mean, nothing going on in the Caribbean, on the Gulf of Mexico is quiet. Most of the thunderstorm activity out in the Atlantic or way down near the equator. There's a tropical wave just about to come off the African coast, but right now, I don't expect anything from that because the winds in the upper atmosphere are fairly brisk in that area. So we're looking good in the tropics right now.
And I guess the Saharan dust tracker, is that anything that's going to affect our weekend?
No, I don't think so. There's still a lot of dust across the Atlantic and into the Caribbean, and some of it coming in into the Gulf. But I don't expect anything like what we had several days ago, so that looks good for the weekend.
All right, and folks, Today is going to be Friday because tomorrow we have, of course, the Fisher House program here on FM Talk 106.5 for Mobile Mornings. So today we'll do our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale, Dr. Bill, that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, everything's about normal for this time of the year with temperatures and the humidity's high. We do have a little more in the way of thunderstorm activity in the afternoon for tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday. So putting it all together, I'm going to go with a 1.7530.
Well, that's, I mean, with the thunderstorms in the mix, that's not bad.
Yeah, really. And the best time to get outside, if you want to enjoy the humidity, the best time would be in the morning. We'll have some sunshine, but in the afternoon, of course, will be the time for thunderstorm activity.
All right, Dr. Bill. Well, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast and your extended look at the Independence Day weekend.
Yeah, I know that he has a lot of calculations to go into the weekend weather scale, the 1.7530, but 1.776 was right there for this Independence Day.
Oh, my gosh. You're way faster than me. I wish you would have done that. Hey, by the way, too, I mentioned this in the 6 o'clock hour, but I don't know, you could pick the joke from social media last night. The Tuberville campaign is lit. It's on fire, whatever. But story from up in the DeKalb County area said former Auburn University head coach Tommy Tuberville's campaign bus caught fire on an interstate in northeast Alabama on Wednesday. DeKalb County Sheriff's Office at 8:26 p.m. posted two pictures of a bus ablaze at the 227-mile marker of I-59 northbound. Tuberville was not aboard the vehicle at the time. The only occupant, a volunteer driving the bus, escaped unharmed. The exact cause of fire was not immediately known. But there it is. As traffic went by, the Tuberville for Senate bus sitting there on fire. Just, you know, thought that was what it means, I don't know. But I mean, people said people are that hot about their support for Tuberville that it caught the bus on fire. At least that's what the Tuberville campaign said.
Right. When you're hot, you're hot.
Something like that, or it's burning down. One or the other, right? 7:40, we'll check traffic next.
Imagine all the charm and character of a home in Midtown Mobile without the upkeep and maintenance, without the yard work and responsibility. Now you're thinking of 1412 Midtown. These apartment homes are located on Government Street in the beautiful historic district just minutes from downtown Mobile. 1412 Midtown puts you close to shopping, dining, and entertainment. Newly renovated with granite countertops and matching stainless steel appliances, the character of this 1942 built home remains with majestic oaks and real hardwood floors. 1 and 2 bedrooms available with central heat and air, frost-free refrigerators, and gas ranges. All units are cable-ready and include washer-dryer hookups. This residence is professionally managed with 24-hour emergency maintenance. If you're ready for Midtown living, call us at 251-345-1260 to schedule an appointment and to see these special homes. Before you know it, you'll be living your best life at 1412 Midtown.
Do you need tires? Do you want them installed at your home or office? This is Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire and Tire Industry Association certified instructor, and now is the time to buy. Both Michelin and Goodrich are offering up to a $150 rebate on a set of tires, which is more than double of any rebate offered before. But here's the catch. This promotion is only for a short few days, beginning June 27th and ending on July 6th. That's it. When it's gone, it's gone. With this much rebate offered, you may want to add a set of custom wheels to go with your new tires. We can swap the tire sensors over to the new set, and you're all good to go. So call me today at 251-415-5500 or log on to 2utire.com. That's the number 2utire.com.
From the Lona's CBD Traffic Center, we're still looking good as you're coming in from the Eastern Shore from Daphne, Spanish Fort, and no delays at the new Diverging Diamond at 181 and I-10. Seeing some heavier traffic off of Moffin, Dolphin, and Airport in 65, but once again, no new wrecks in the roadways. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner, where you can now dine in. They've got lunch covered today. 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. Their chicken Caesar salad and more, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls every day till 3 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 7:42, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean Dalton and you on the text line at 343-0106. Why don't y'all say hello to my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM. And Larry, let's talk about inventory, and also let's talk about hours for LCM over the extended weekend.
All right, well, we got a tremendous inventory. We've kind of gotten stocked back up with all vehicles, including trucks, cars, SUVs, third rows, minivans. We've got a great selection, gas misers, sports cars, and like I said, diesel trucks, gas trucks, four-wheel drive, and two-wheel drive.
That's a pretty good selection. All right, and how's financing looking here in the month of July?
It's tremendous. It started off great there. Everybody's holding their own as far as rates. There's no rate hikes at all, so everything's staying consistent, and we got, like I say, we got a great variance of lenders.
All right, talk to us about this weekend. Are you going to be closed for the holiday?
Yes, we will be closed Saturday, July the 4th, although the lot's open. The prices on the windows, if they want to come shop and then in their own time and call us on Monday, we'll be glad to work with them. But yes, we will be closed.
All right, well, give them directions to see you today or where to go on the web.
Highway 90 West at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Hey, speaking of the holiday and the fireworks shows, of course, we are wondering if, you know, weather will affect. Although Dr. Bill points out, and this is reality, some people are saying, oh, well, they're going to be canceled because there's thunderstorms in the mix. Well, yeah, there could be thunderstorms like at 7:30, and by 9 o'clock, it could be fine for a fireworks show. But if you want to see the constantly updated list on who's having a show and who's, well, who's having a show, because we've, I mean, so many are canceling their shows. Mm-hmm. Who's having a show? If you'll go to facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5, Leanna's put together a list there, plus some fireworks graphics and audio, yeah, which really cool stuff. Very impressive. Y'all check that out on our Facebook page. Also, do you have the, well, we'll get to that story coming up next hour. You do have the employment numbers coming out.
Yeah, so the numbers from June have come in, the employment numbers, and some good news, although we'll see how long this lasts, but employment rose by 4.8 million jobs.
Yay!
In June. That dropped the jobless rate to 11.1%, which is down from its high of 14.7% in April. So if you look at this year, which has been a tough year, look at it as a whole. In January, the jobless rate was 3.6, February 3.5, March 4.4, and then between March and April leapt all the way up to 14.7 and now down to 11.1. So good news there. They added, these improvements in the labor market reflected the continued resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed in March and April due to the coronavirus pandemic. But as you know, as more states start to kind of head back into the direction they were in March and April, hopefully these numbers continue to rise for July.
Yeah, that's one of the things, you know, you put the mask ordinance into effect in places or in other states shutting things down. And, I mean, is that going to affect? Do you think putting the mask ordinance in will affect employment?
Well, that's a good question. It depends on how many people feel comfortable going places with the masks on.
Right. I mean, so does it become the new normal? Or as somebody was asking on the text line here, oh, Doug was, said, since we're going to have to wear masks in Mobile, let's have Mardi Gras early. We could all be Mystic Revelers. Everybody's going to be wearing that.
I would hope that even with the mask ordinance that people would continue to go out and support their local businesses that are open. Just kind of, you know, if you're able to do your part to help the economy get out of this funk, that would be my hope.
That's hopefully what happens. Appreciate the update in those numbers, and hopefully the good news will continue. All right, 7:46 on the way. We'll check in with News 5, also sports with Dalton, and Captain Bobby Abrascato has the fishing report.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, it's me.
Dave, how's everything?
Well, with all this pandemic mess going on and everything closed, I was trying to help out the missus, and she wanted me to make sure the kids all got haircuts before I went out fishing. Well, all the barbershops were closed, and when I was a kid, I remember Mama cutting our hair. I meant, how hard could it be, right?
Goodness, what did you do now? Should I ask?
Yeah, I bought a kit from the store with the scissors and the clippers and the works.
Oh, no, what happened?
Well, finally just ended up shaving the kids' heads.
That doesn't sound very safe.
The boys like it, but my daughter won't come out of her room.
tomorrow.
Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Hopefully, you'll never be in the same situation as Dave. But when you want a unique, special gift for any occasion, your first choice should be Mobile Bay Coins. One-of-a-kind jewelry, knives of all types, and, of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, and more.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at MobileBayCoins.com. For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. People in Mobile will be required to wear face coverings in public places after the City Council approved a mask ordinance during Wednesday's special meeting. The Council voted 6-1 in favor of the ordinance. Children 10 and younger are exempt from the law. The penalty for not wearing a mask is $50. The ordinance will go into effect on Friday. Also starting Monday, people will have to wear masks inside Baldwin County courthouses. Judge Clark Stankowski issued that mandate on Wednesday, ordering everyone to wear masks inside county courthouses, including the satellite courts and Foley and Fairhope. Court employees, visitors, witnesses, law enforcement officers, cleaning personnel, and vendors will be required to wear the face coverings. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves said he's pausing efforts to reopen the state economy. The announcement comes after nearly 1,100 new COVID-19 cases were reported last week. On Wednesday, state health officials reported 653 new cases. Reeves had planned to completely reopen the state by July 1st. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hey, if you like to fish and love the chance to win cash and prizes, you can't miss this year's 87th annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. Tickets are on sale now at ADSFR.com. Dates are set July 17th through the 19th. Be a part of the largest fishing tournament in the world with over $400,000 in cash and prizes. Every angler in the open competition who weighs in illegal fish from any of the 30 categories will be entered to win a 25-foot contender with a Yamaha 250 and a Sport Trail trailer. Get your tickets now at ADSFR.com. And remember, the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament on July 11th. In addition to the ADSFR Open Competition, anglers can enter jackpots for big game, king mackerel, and speckled trout. And new this year is a drawing for all participants who weigh in a fish in any jackpot. Win a brand new Seakeeper 1. Cash prize divisions include billfish, tuna, dolphin, swordfish, wahoo, king mackerel, speckled trout, and tarpon. It's the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo July 17th through 19th. For tickets and more information, visit ADSFR.com.
7:49 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The NFL will be shortening the length of the 2020 preseason to 2 games from the traditional 4. The league has already canceled the annual Hall of Fame game, which was scheduled for August 8th in Canton, Ohio. Now they've canceled the first and fourth preseason games on each team's schedule in order to allow players to get in better condition prior to the start of the regular season on September 10th. Most players will report to training camp July 28th, but the first preseason games won't be played until August 20th. Each team will play one home game and one on the road. The NFL and NFL Players Association agreed that players will need more time than normal to get in football shape this summer. No teams were able to practice on the field during the offseason, and many gyms have been closed. The NFL will soon issue a set of guidelines that spells out the schedule for the 23 days of training camp before the first preseason game. In college football news, 14 members of the Oklahoma Sooners have tested positive for coronavirus. Sooners were tested ahead of Wednesday's reopening of OU facilities for voluntary workouts. Two of the players have reportedly recovered, while 12 of the cases remain active. The Sooners program isn't alone, as college football players and other athletes have started returning to campus for workouts. Many are testing positive for the virus. At Alabama, at least 8 Crimson Tide football players have tested positive. 3 have tested positive at Auburn, and at least 51 schools have reported at least 1 positive test in their athletic programs. And in hockey news, reports say that the NHL and NHL Players Association are close to agreeing to a deal to restart the 2020 season. The NHL also announced that Edmonton and Toronto will be the 2 hub cities where 24 teams will play when they return to the ice for the playoffs. 7:51, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, on the way, Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
From the PierceLawFirm.com Traffic Center, the working one accident without injuries at Schillinger and Hit Road shouldn't be there for too much longer, but it is tying up traffic. But no delays across the Bayway and the Causeway. Again, nice ride from the Eastern Shore Center, 181 and I-10 at the new interchange with no delays there. Enjoy a day of summer fun for the family at Kids Golf Discovery Day at Ballygraph Gardens Wednesday, July 15th from 9 a.m. to noon. Sign up for a guided cruise on Fowl River. Make reservations at Ballygraph.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 7:53, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Thursday. And of course, a big weekend ahead, extended weekend for a lot of folks with people taking off tomorrow. Independence Day, of course, on Saturday the 4th. And so it's time to get ready to fish. And it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. They got the gear that Captain Bobby uses. Find them just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And the star of the show from the A-Team, our buddy Captain Bobby Averscato. Good morning.
I always think around 4th of July, of course, the 4th of July celebration, and think about your birthday, man. I want to wish you happy birthday. I know you got every time we get around 4th of July, I think about you and your birthday.
You out me every year. I keep it quiet and don't say, and then you out me every year. Yeah, so it's a big weekend. Nation's birthday, my birthday. Looking forward to it. And I got to tell you, Captain Bobby, there's tomorrow, the last day of snapper fishing for the state of Alabama. So a lot of people are going to be thinking, all right, well, no more snapper. Now, where are the speckled trout?
Well, I'll tell you something. The good news is, and at the risk of being general, they're kind of everywhere. I've had some phenomenal trips during the week down at the lower end of the bay. Like you and I were just talking about off the air, we've had kind of a west component in the wind all week. And, that's typically not one of my favorite winds, but we're going to have to deal with that the rest of the summer because that's predominant wind direction. But with that, even with dealing with not my favorite wind, it's just been phenomenal down in the sound, both in the sound and in the bay. Been mostly, structure fishing, deep structure fishing in the form of reefs and that sort of thing, and rigs and so forth, which is the typical pattern for this time of year when the water temperature's up in the 80s. And, you and I both love throwing that artificial bait, but like I had a group a couple days ago that were really, really talented anglers, bass fishermen, and just, I really wanted to show them some good artificial bait fishing, and we tried it, but the difference between live and artificial bait for me this time of year is just dramatically noticeable. So you probably need to get your hands on some bait, and fish said structure, typically deeper water, 8 feet or deeper, which is, most of the structure we have around here is in that depths of water. And the good news is, even with the west winds, the water is so clear right now down at both in the sound and out of the bay. It's as clear in the bay, particularly the lower end of the bay, that I think I've ever seen it. It gets really clear during the fall and winter, but man, it is really clear. And a lot of times, of course, when that happens too, you're getting this Gulf water in there with the Gulf water coming in, you got the Gulf species coming in, so you're dealing with some teeth too sometimes when you start fishing some of that clear water. So which is not all bad. There's a lot of big mackerel in there, and I just carry some light steel leader with me, and if I start losing hooks, I just put about a 6 or 8 inch piece, a little 18 pound steel leader on there, and you usually keep catching your trout, but you start landing those other species. And, I don't know about anybody else, but I enjoy catching big Spanish on trout tackle. So
makes two of us. Bobby, let me quickly ask, too, you said bait. Can you find croakers right now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the bait shops aren't having problems at all catching bait. They're both shrimp and croakers. If you're going to go this weekend, obviously, it's probably going to be kind of crowded. So, you're going to want to either get there early or call around or whatever you need to do, or even get it the evening before to get an early start. But yeah, they're available. You can eat pretty much any of the ones around the bay. You can show up and get your bait.
All right, let's do this, too. If somebody is thinking about this, fishing the second half of the summer here, great fall fishing, even winter fishing, they want to get a trip booked with you, how do they do that?
Just go to ateamfishing.com is the easiest way, and it's got all of our trip information on there, and contact information, that sort of thing. You can get in touch with us and get set up for us later in the summer, or even, like you said, into the fall.
And looking forward to it. I'll see you down on the island this weekend.
Sounds good, my friend. Happy birthday.
Thank you, man. Captain Bobby Arriscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue.
Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. People in Mobile will be required to wear face coverings in public places after the City Council approved a mask ordinance during Wednesday's special meeting. The Council voted 6-1 in favor of the ordinance. Children 10 and younger are exempt from the law. The penalty for not wearing a mask is $50. The ordinance will go into effect on Friday. Also starting Monday, people will have to wear masks inside Baldwin County courthouses. Judge Clark Stankowski issued that mandate on Wednesday, ordering everyone to wear masks inside county courthouses, including the satellite courts and Foley and Fairhope. Court employees, visitors, witnesses, law enforcement officers, cleaning personnel, and vendors will be required to wear the face coverings. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves said he's pausing efforts to reopen the state economy. The announcement comes after nearly 1,100 new COVID-19 cases were reported last week. On Wednesday, state health officials reported 653 new cases. Reeves had planned to completely reopen the state by July 1st. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Two kinds of people run for office, leaders and politicians. A leader like President Trump says what he means. A politician like Jerry Carl says anything. Carl criticized tax handouts to big business when he ran for the county commission. Then Carl flipped and supported handing out over $20 million of tax money to billion-dollar corporations. Carl says he's wise spending tax dollars. But Carl flipped again and voted to spend your taxes on everything from a contemporary art museum to a tennis league. Carl made big news when he said he wouldn't take a paycheck on the county commission, but he soon flipped and started taking an $80,000 salary. The difference between Trump and Carl? Trump tells it like it is. Carl tells it like it isn't. If you like having Donald Trump in the White House, you won't like having Jerry Carl in Congress. Paid for by Club for Growth Action, clubforgrowthaction.org, and not authorized by any